SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. He talks Tuesday at the White House as President Biden will convene the top four congressional leaders. They'll discuss the emergency aid package for Ukraine and Israel, as well as avoiding a government shutdown next month. Another round of U.S. strikes against Houthi targets.
Military insiders say that targets like missiles, launchers, rockets, drones, and air defense systems were struck in several areas in Yemen. This is the fourth time the U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since last month in response to a surge in attacks by Iranian-backed rebels on shipping traffic in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, including last week's missile strike that set a cargo ship on fire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at srnnews.com, it is a moment frozen in time. Keith Peters explains.
A watch melted during the August 6, 1945 bombing of Hiroshima, Japan, sold at auction Thursday for more than $31,000. The watch is frozen in time at the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb, 8:15 a.m., during the closing days of World War II. Boston-based RR Auction said the small brass tone watch was recovered from the ruins of the Japanese city and offers a glimpse into the immense destruction of the first atomic bomb detonated over a city. Keith Peters reporting.
The calendar says we're in the final week of February, but it doesn't feel that way across much of the nation. A warm front sweeping through with summer-like weather in some cases. 65 today in Omaha, 75 in Kansas City, and in parts of Texas, temperatures well into the 90s. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Illinois consider a wide-ranging transgender bill.
The measure would do two things. It would expand the definition of child abuse to include a parent's refusal to allow their child to have a sex change operation or an abortion. Secondly, the bill would remove all legal requirements that a doctor seek parental consent before performing an abortion or a sex change operation on a child under the age of 18. Any parent convicted under the proposed legislation could face up to 15 years behind bars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Radical Hindus again persecuting Christians in India. Following a recent celebration of the opening of a new Hindu temple, local people climbed onto the roofs of several churches and planted Hindu flags with pagan deities. Now, International Christian Concern reports the incident took place in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. This is SRN News. Facing a housing shortage, lawmakers in Oregon are now considering a bill that would tweak the state's pioneering land use law. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The 1973 law placed growth boundaries on cities to prevent urban sprawl and preserve nature, but a lack of affordable housing and spiraling homelessness have prompted a reconsideration by Democrats, traditional supporters of the law. A bill introduced by Democrat Governor Tina Kotek would grant cities a one-time exemption to the rule to acquire new land for housing. It would require 30% of new units in the expansion areas to be affordable. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
AT&T says it's going to give affected customers a little cash, that to compensate for last week's network outage. If you were one of the millions who lost cell phone coverage, AT&T will give you $5. More details at srnnews.com.